Appreciate the kind introduction and thankful for the prayer tonight that has been offered. And it's a real joy for me to get to be back here at Camp Creek Church. Although there's a sense of sadness in that Brother Robert and Sister Jane are not able to be with us. I've been coming to this meeting, I know, for 30 years, maybe 35 years. I don't remember just how long, but this is my first time to be here for this annual meeting when they have not been with us. But I join Brother Joe in praying that the Lord will bless Brother Robert and that his health will improve. It's a joy to be with all of you tonight and ask you to continue to pray for me and with me as I endeavor to preach the gospel. Thinking about Brother Robert brought to my mind Paul's letter to the church at Philippi. You might recall in Acts chapter 16, the Lord directed the Apostle Paul and others to go to the city of Philippi, where there was not a church. And the Lord blessed them to meet with a group of women who were praying, having a prayer meeting down to the river. And God opened the door for the gospel to be preached there, and a church was established, and Lydia and her family were baptized into the church. Later, the jailer and his family were baptized, and this was the beginning of a wonderful church, much like our churches today. And but persecution came, and Paul had to leave, but he certainly loved this church, and they loved him. One of the purposes of this letter was that Paul might let the church at Philippi know that God was still with him and blessing him, even though he was facing some real trials and afflictions. They had heard that Paul was in prison in Rome for preaching the gospel. And this church, loving him, concerned about him, sent a young preacher by the name of Epaphroditus with a love offering to give to Paul and to show their love for him in that way. And now Paul is writing them to thank them for that kindness, for their concern, and to thank God for their fellowship in the gospel from the first day until this moment. And you know, fellowship in the gospel is not like any other fellowship in the world.
Amen.
We have many friends that don't love the gospel as we know it, and we can have fellowship with them to some degree. But when you have fellowship with people who understand that salvation is a gift of God, it's free and it's by grace, that creates a bond that nothing else on earth creates. And
Amen.
Paul had that fellowship in the gospel with the church at Philippi. And he's going to explain to them that even though he's in prison and going through trials and tribulations, God has not abandoned him. You know, some people might get the idea that if a preacher has been arrested and put in prison for preaching the gospel, that God must not be with him, that the providence of God is not looking after him. That certainly is not the case. The idea that if you're a child of God and you're serving Jesus Christ, that you're going to have it made in this life and there aren't going to be any trials, that's foreign to the Word of God.
Amen.
Many of God's people have suffered greatly in this world, and Paul was in that number. But he says to them, let's notice in verse 12, "But I would ye should understand, brethren." Now he wants them to understand something. "But I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather under the furtherance of the gospel." Now, Paul would describe all the sufferings that he had gone through in this little expression, "the things that have happened unto me." Now, what if you had been shipwrecked, or you had been illegally arrested, or you had been put in jail, or you had been beaten? Would you describe all of that suffering in one little sentence by saying, "the things that happened to me"? We'd probably want to write some books about it.
That's right.
And we want to call all the news people and get them in on it. And let our story be told around the world. But Paul did not dwell on his sufferings. He didn't dwell on the persecution that he had endured. He just described it as the things which happened unto me. That's a good attitude for all of us to have. Not to focus on our trials and our tribulations and murmur and complain about them. You know, Paul said to the Hebrews, he said concerning Jesus Christ, he said that looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. I want to say, if you and I will keep focused on the joy that is set before us, we can endure the cross very easily. We need to stay focused on the joy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I think that's where Paul's focus was. So, instead of elaborating on his sufferings, which he did, by the way, to the Corinthians, and there was a reason for him doing that to them, but he says, the things that have happened unto me. He says here in verse 12, but I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather under the furtherance of the gospel. Instead of Paul complaining about his imprisonment and feeling sorry for himself, he is saying that God, even in this, has opened a door for the gospel to go forward. You know, that's what Paul was really interested in, the furtherance of the gospel.
Amen.
He wasn't interested in himself or being praised or magnified or anything like that. He was interested in the message of the gospel going forth. And so he says, the things that have happened unto me, my imprisonment, my being in Roman prison, has fallen out rather under the furtherance of the gospel. So that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. You see, Paul really didn't see himself so much as a prisoner of Rome as he saw himself as a prisoner of Jesus Christ. And you and I really ought to see ourselves tonight as prisoners of the Lord Jesus. So he's saying that the gospel is being preached in the palace and in all other places. God is with me, and God is opening up opportunities for me to preach the gospel.